Apparently it wasn't sunrise yet, but I would think maybe the Geluy Yehuda Hukoi, it was just like a ray of the sun coming up. Like before the sun comes up, the rays start to shoot out. And all he saw was just like a blitz, a light, like a lightning. He just saw a blitz of light. So he thought that was sunrise. So that's why he said, I saw the murder take place in the middle of sunrise. Really, they both saw at the same time. Really, it was before sunrise. Just after he said, V'toich, is because he saw a little rays of sun, and he thought that was the napes. That's what I was thinking, they're not lying. Kamashmula, no. That we say, no, they're lying. That even that is not, that's not so shchiach, that doesn't happen. We'd rather say then, the fact that we have the pasuk, V'tzilu Edo, which we try and save the person, V'tzilu Edo, we try and save him, so therefore we'd rather say they're lying. That usually people don't make mistakes. And when he said in the middle of the sunrise, he meant to say, Mama, she saw the sun up, and then one of the two are lying. Because if the sun is here or not here, nobody makes a mistake. So obviously one didn't see the mice altogether, he's just coming and lying, therefore these eggs are no good. Amarav Nachman Amarav, Halacha Kreb Yehuda. We pass now Mishnah Kreb Yehuda, that's what we frizach, that the fourth hour of the day you'll eat chametz. The fifth hour, Erev Chomet, Erev Pesach, you not eat chametz. But it's mutter banor. The sixth hour of the day, then it's also banor even. Then you have to burn it. Omale Rav, Rav Nachman, the name of Mahalacha Kreb Meir. Why do you pass like Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah? Why don't you pass better like Rabbi Meir? The Stam Lon Tana Kavosei. Because I have a Stam Mishnah later that goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanan, the beginning of the second parak we learned, Kol Shor Shem Mutlechel, all the time of Erev Pesach, that you're allowed to eat chametz, Michael Hu, you're allowed to give it to your animals to eat. Mashen Kain, any time you're not allowed to eat the chametz, Mashma, you're not allowed to give it to your animals to eat. Now, that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir holds the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz, and it's mutar banor. The sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's asur banor. So any time you can eat, you give the animals. Any time you can't eat, you can't give the animals. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the fifth hour of the day, you are not allowed to eat it, but your animals are allowed to eat it. The fifth hour, like we all halacha, it's mutar banor. You're allowed to still sell your chametz the fifth hour of the day, just you're not allowed to eat it. So that Mishnah Kol Shor doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So since you have a Stam Mishnah later like Rabbi Meir, the Chur, why don't you paskin like a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? The Teretz says, he loves Stam Hu. Like we'll see later on in the Gemara there, that Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. Mishnah the Kashi Mutter. The Gemara there asks questions, the Mishnah should have said Mutter and it doesn't say it, and the Gemara comes out that Mishnah there is not according to Rabbi Meir, but goes according to different Tana. So the kids said the Mishnah later is not Stam, does not come out according to Rabbi Meir. So it's not a kasha why he doesn't pass like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara don't know the kasha though. Why are you passing now Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? The name of Mara Lachak Rabbi Gamliel. Why don't you pass like Rabbi Gamliel now Mishnah? Rabbi Gamliel said a third sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah said like this. He made a chilek between chulin and truma. He said chulin, regular wheat, regular chametz, necholin kol arba. You're allowed to eat it the fourth hour, but the fifth hour no, like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, truma though, that a coin that has truma, there he said, kol chamish, you're even allowed to eat it the fifth hour. So the Gamliel mishes up between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Nageya to chulin, he holds like Rav Yehuda. But nageya to truma, he holds like Rav Meir. That the fifth hour, you're still allowed to eat the truma on Erev Pesach, only the sixth hour is also. That's from the Gamliel Shita. So first the Gemara, why don't we pass on Rav Gamliel? There's a cloud, devilei machriyam. Because Rabbi Gamliel is called a machriya. He's like an in-between person. And usually the cloud is, we pass him like an in-between person. Like if you have one sheet this way, and one sheet this way, and somebody comes and makes a achra between the two of them, then we pass him like the machriya, the one that says like a compromise. Usually we pass him like a compromise. So Rabbi Gamliel here is a compromise. And the Gemara name, Omalei, Rabbi Gamliel lav machriyahu. Rabbi Gamliel is not considered he's making a compromise between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Natan de Nafshe Koma. Rabbi Gamliel is a third Shita B'Yama. He's saying his own Shita. In other words, Rav Meir did not talk at all about Truma. Rav Yehuda did not talk all about Truma. They didn't talk about Truma. So there's Machlekes is about Chulin. So Negei to Chulin, who does Rabbi Gamliel hold like? He holds like Rav Yehuda. Negei to Chulin, he holds like Rav Meir. That the fifth hour you're allowed. Okay, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That the fifth hour you're not allowed to eat chulin either. So, Negei to chulin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not called a machri. He's not saying, he's not being machri of one of these two. He's like holding his own shita. For chulin, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. for Truma, I'm saying my own Shita. Like the first two, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, didn't talk about Truma. So since they didn't talk about it, that's not called a Machriya. A Machriya means, I hear your son, and I hear your son, and I make a compromise. I'm hold half like you and half like him. That's called a Machriya. But here it's not called a Machriya. It's not called I hold half like you and half like you. You were not talking about Truma. I'm saying a new Psak by Truma. Therefore, we don't pass on Rav Gamliel. Therefore, it's good why here we pass on Rav Yehuda. The boy is saying another says, Rav the Yom Akiyai Tana. Rav goes at this Tana, right, that he also passed in the Stam Tana, holds like Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Arbaosa Shechali is Peshabbos. If ever Pesach came out on Shabbos, is Mevaran Esakom of Meya Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he's supposed to make the Bdikas Chomets and get rid of all your Chomets. For his Sarfin, Truma's Timaeus. Who are then Truma that's Tomei, you're allowed to burn. Tluyus, the Sarfin, Truma's Timaeus. Now, Tluyus Satorim, if you have a Suffolk Truma, or you have a Truma that's Vade Tor, or Meshai, Sarfin, Truma Timaeus, you're Tluyus, or Torus, or Meshaira Minatorus. Mozon Shtei Sudis. Now you're allowed to leave over in order to have two Sudas on Shabbos from Chometz. So the Torah Dika Truma, you're allowed to leave over to eat two Sudas. Kedei Lechol Adala Shoyis. In order to be able to eat Chometz up until the fourth hour of the day. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Pasusa. Shoma Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Pasusa. Shoma Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that's what they hold. So Kitsa, this is what, that you're allowed to save over two Sudas to eat Shabbos. Up until when? The fourth hour. Omrullah, they answered back to him, Tahoy Reis, lo yisorfu. Sure, if you have Truma Torah, you can't burn it. Why? Shema yimtsu lenoichlim. Because maybe you'll find someone to teach the Truma. And if you have Truma that's Torah, you're not allowed to burn it, the mitzvah is eat it. Omrullah, they answered back, Kva bikshav lemotsu. What are you telling me if I have Truma Torah? I'm not allowed to burn it. But I looked around before Shabbos, I didn't find any Kohanim, and I know that now for this Shabbos, I only have myself. I can't eat more than two Sudis, so I don't want to have the Chometz left over on Pesach. Therefore, I'm burning it now before Shabbos. What are you telling me? Leave it. Maybe some kind of will come to visit you, but I don't expect any Kohanim. Maybe you'll have a guest coming from outside the city. Even if it's totally about a suffix, if the Truma is Torah or not, also I shouldn't burn it. Maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come, and he'll tell us, this is Sofa Truma? No, it's Vade Torah, so I shouldn't burn it either. Omru lo, he answered back, that's my kasha. Kva muftach lem Yisrael, shen Eliyahu bo le barvi Shabbosleis, le barvi Yom Tovim. If they are Torah, Eliyahu Hanavi won't come in Erev Shabbos, in Erev Yom Tov. Here, this was Erev Pesach, so for sure Eliyahu Hanavi won't come. Omru, they said, Lezoz Mishom Achekov, Alochach Reb Lezer Ben Yudim, Ish Basus, Omri Mishom Yerishua, that they were Keveyed Alochach like him. My love afilu lechol, that he said what? The fourth hour of the day you're allowed to eat. But after the fourth hour you're not allowed to eat anymore. That's the riot for Rabbi Yehuda. You see, once it comes to the beginning of the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, it's also to eat chometz. So the Stam Mishnah that holds, Stam Brice holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why we passed before like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rapapa, Mishmei Derov Aloi, Levayer V'yaf Rabbi Sobo Lek Rav Nachman. All right, we'll go over this Tachlis and tomorrow. We'll stop here. You're holding the Yud Gimel. Right. Yeah, so last Raya was, we want to say that Rav Paskins like Rav Yudom from this Braisa. The Tanya. Arba Osa Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. And Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Arba Osa Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. Is Alocha Mevarin Es Hakom Lefnei HaShabbos. You have to get rid of all your chametz before Shabbos. V'sorfin Trumais, and you're supposed to burn the Truma before Shabbos. Like Poshim, you can't wait till usually, like Erev Pesach, to burn it in the morning, because it's Shabbos Erev Pesach. So therefore you have to burn your Chometz before Shabbos. Now it says the Chiddush in the Braisa, for a Sorfin, Truma is Tameis. You're allowed to burn before Shabbos any Truma you have that's Chometz, if it's Tomei. So that's very good, because Truma Tameya, your client can't eat it, so the din is you have to burn it anyway. Who are din Taluyais? Taluyais means you have a suffix if the Truma is Tomei or not. That the Locha usually is, hold on to it, don't burn it, you can't eat it. But here, that you're not allowed to eat it anyway, so you're supposed to burn it before Pesach, so you burn it before Shabbos. Now the Chiddush is with the Torah. Even if you have Truma Torah in your house, that L'chura is a mitzvah to eat it,
But if you know that you're not going to have enough time to eat it before Pesach, so you have to burn it before Pesach, you're allowed to burn it, then you're supposed to burn it before Shabbos. That's what this brisa says. U'mishayrin min ha-Torah, but leave over from the truma Torah, mazon shtei sudas. Enough food, enough chametz to eat for two sudas yet. Why? Because on Shabbos, then Friday night, you're allowed to eat chametz. You have to have a suda Friday night. And then Shabbos in the morning, before the fifth hour of the day, you're allowed to eat chametz. So Shabbos in the morning, you'll have another suda. So enough muslin, enough chametz for two sudas, leave over. K'dei lechol ad dalet shoyis. This is the Rilek of Yehuda. How long can you eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos here? The first 4 hours of the day. Mashma, after the fourth hour of the day, when it becomes the fifth hour, it's already osa to eat the chametz, which is like Reb Yehuda now Mishnah. So you see clearly the stam b'raisa later that holds like Reb Yehuda. Not a stam, but the b'raisa holds like Reb Yehuda. Now divrei, this is the divrei Reb Elezer ben Yehuda, ish basusa, a person came from the city of Asusa. Shama, he said over this halacha mishum Reb Yeshua. That's what he said over. That what? That before Shabbos, you're supposed to burn even truma Torah. That's the chiddush. Even though the mouth is alive, you're not allowed to burn truma Torah. Truma Torah, there's a mitzvah to watch it, not to make it tomei, not to destroy it. There's a mitzvah, but that's to eat it. But here you have no choice. I mean, you're not allowed to leave it in your house when it comes Pesach. Elamai, eat it up on Shabbos. You're leaving over enough chametz that you'll eat. But if I leave over more than that, I know I can't eat it. Therefore, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Omru loy, Sachamim told the ask back to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda, they say no. If you have truma Torah in your house, you should know you're not allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Why? Because maybe on Shabbos you get new guests. Maybe your kohen will come to visit you on Shabbos, and you'll be able to give him truma teeth. So why? What's he have to burn it before Shabbos? Because you won't finish it. No, maybe you'll have a kohen come to you, and you give it to him then. The answer back, Omalehem, they answered back, no. Kva bikshu v'lei motzu. Like, we know exactly the kahanim that are around, and they all have enough truma to eat. They don't need our truma. So as far as we know, nobody's coming to us more. So we're only leaving over enough food that we could eat. And more than that, we have to burn. The Rashi says, kva bikshu v'lei motzu. Klaimer, kol ma shiyesh talavakesh kva bikesh. Any person or any kohen that I could give the truma to, I already asked them before Shabbos. To have a Shabbos lo yavo orchim, because on Shabbos it's not shchiach an oruch shekom a visitor. Ukva yodeya bokiyu bi oison shabir mi yavi etzloi. Elamai the kahanim that live in this city, he knows all the kahanim that live in this city. And all the kahanim said they already have what to eat. So the mice said this truma, he can't leave it around, because he knows nobody's going to eat it. And when it comes on Shabbos in the morning already, after the fifth hour, he has to get rid of it. So therefore you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. That's the way they answered back. Omrulay, the Chama said back, no. Shema chutzla choy malonu. You can never tell. Maybe there's a kohen that lives in the city. He lives in the tchum of the city, just on the other side of the chayim, on the other side of the wall, that you don't know of. But maybe you'll come on Shabbos. Therefore, they said, don't burn it before Shabbos. Trashi lonu means lashem molin. Shema b'techa tchum lonin. Maybe there's a kohen, maybe came from another city, that he already slept inside the tchum of this, of your city, and he'll come to you tomorrow. So therefore, hold on to this truma. Omar lehem, so they answered back to you, ledivreichem, according to your svara, that you're not allowed to burn any truma, like mamish, until right before Pesach, or the zoi, af tuluyah slay yisorfum. Even if we have a suffix truma, we have a suffix if it's tor, suffix if it's tomei. Now the lacha usually with such truma is, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it's tomei, but you're not allowed to burn it either. Because it's alive, you're not allowed to burn a truma. So the Reish says you have to just leave it alone. But he was saying, before Shabbos, he's moedi, you're allowed to burn it. Is the question why? Shema yovi eliyo v'yitarum. How could you burn it? Now, before Shabbos, wait until Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos, eliyo anovi will come, before chatzos hayom, before the sixth hour of the day, before it's osav ano, and he'll tell you that this chametz, this truma, is Torah, and you're allowed to eat it. So why do you say, pshit, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos, even the tliyos? A suffix truma, you should not be allowed to burn. Because maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come, and he'll answer us all the sveikis. Any suffix in Mitzias that we have, he'll answer for us. So he'll tell you if it's Torah or not. So how are you allowed to burn it before Shabbos? The Teretz was, they answered back, no, that's not Shver. Or the Chom answered back, Omru Loi, kvar muftach lel Yisrael. There's avtocha, there's a guarantee to Klal Yisrael. Shein Eliyo bo, Eliyo Novi will not come. Loi v'yarvi Shabbosais, v'loi v'yarvi Yom Tovim. He won't come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Why? B'fnei HaTorach. Since though Klal Yisrael is busy preparing for Shabbos, he won't come then. Because if he comes then, people will stop preparing for Shabbos, and they go to meet him, there'll be a zilzal like in Shabbos. So therefore he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Tov. Here also, we're talking about now with Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, so for sure he won't come on the Shabbos Eliyahu. Therefore, any Sofik Truma, since you're not allowed to eat it anyway, you might as well burn it before Pesach. That's why you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Mashenkin, he said, Truma Tahira, that you're allowed to eat, so what's the heter to burn it now on Friday, which is like 2 days before Pesach? Wait till tomorrow on Shabbos. Maybe tomorrow a Kohen will come, then we'll be allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, what are you going to do then if a Kohen doesn't come on Shabbos? Shabbos morning, you can't burn it. It's allowed to burn chametz on Shabbos. The Torah says, you'll be mevatel b'livoy, and a chanamin. For your derayta says, if I make bittul before Zman Yisurah, even on Shabbos, you could be mevatel your chametz. So Melo, not to be over near the right side, should not be allowed to burn this truma before Shabbos, but rather wait until Shabbos morning, till the sixth hour, and then you'll be the beginning of the sixth hour, and then right before that you'll be mevatlit b'liboy, and you won't be over nisi deraisa. So that's the kasha. How are you allowed to burn it beforehand? Omru loy, they said back to them. Omru loy, omru, they said over them. Loy zos misham, they didn't move from this place. At shekov alocha kriyam lezer ben Yehuda ish basusam. Sheomar mishum Rabbi Yeshua. And to the Kaveya, the Halacha like them. Even though the Rabbanon had a kasher on them, how could you burn Truma Torah? But they answered back, no, the Halacha is you are allowed to burn it. The Halacha is like this man the Yomrim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. So my love, Afidu Lechol, we have a Raya, we pass like this man the Yomrim, even in the other punkt that they said, that the two Sudis you do leave over, the Sudi you need Friday night, and the Sudi you need Shabbos morning, that much Chumash leave over, you have to make sure to finish it by the end of the fourth hour. He said the first 4 hours of the day, that's when you could eat the Chumash. But more than that, no. So that's like who? That's like the Yudin, now Mishnah. So Chur Yavaraya, to we passed before, like Rav Nachman, that Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Halacha Rav Yehuda. So this is another Raya we should pass like Rav Yehuda. So the Marano, Omar Rav Popo, Mishmei Derova, Loi, Levair. I tell you, that we would kaveya halacha like them, like Reb Lezer ben Yehuda, only meant to say levayr. This chiddush that he says you're allowed to burn truma tohira before Shabbos, that's why we paskin like him. That's the chiddush. Even though the rabbanon say no, don't burn your truma tohira. Rather wait until it becomes until Shabbos mamash Shabbos morning, because maybe your kohen will come. On that we paskin know like them that you are allowed to burn it before Shabbos. But maybe how long of the day are you allowed to eat the chametz? Maybe we don't paskin like this punkt. Maybe we paskin like Ramei in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to eat chametz, maybe up until the beginning of the sixth hour. You're in the whole fifth hour, maybe you're still allowed to eat it. So maybe we have an Araya clearly from here, that we paskin like the Yehuda. The Grasha Zoy Levar, Hodi Kavu Kamoisoy, Lo Yari Bachila, we're not talking about how long you can eat the chametz, Ela Bebir, Shoya Chaveru Chalukin Olav, Shelo Yevaru. The Chaveru Momachulikin said you can't even burn it. Toiris, ad lamacha till tomorrow. And he said, no, you can burn it today. So for that much, we paskin like him. But there wouldn't be a clear raya that the lach is like a view in our Mishnah. Right. V'yas mar v'yaf Rebbe sabula lahod Rav Nachman. Rebbe also holds like Rav Nachman that the lach is like a view in our Mishnah. That what? At the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, even though it's mutar b'hanor, and the sixth hour it's also b'hanor. What's the right Rebbe holds like this also? The Yom Harovin Bar Avada. Maise biyodem echot shehifke diskiya meleya chometz eitzel yoichinen chakukoyim. There was a maise that a person gave it to Kodim. That means I'm asking you, please watch for me my bag. Diskiya, Rashi says, it's shnei milois, mukovoi shnei sakim, two sacks, amtochoi shel or, two sacks made out of skin, that meleya chometz. Inside these sacks were full of chometz. Reuven gave it to Eitzel Yechonek Kukoi. He told them, please hold my sack of chametz for me. Eitzel Yechonek Kukoi. The Nikvo Akvorim, and the Akvorim, as she says, V'hoyo Nechser, that the Akvorim came and started to eat a little bit of chametz. Now, V'yar V'osu V'nisnoye. We're talking about right now, it became Erev Pesach. V'chametz V'zoyim, and chametz is very cheap right now. O'bol lefnei Rebbe Leida, in Yimachru, mefnei Chesroi Noi Shomafkin. The shayla was, do I have a right now to sell his chametz while chametz is still mutter b'hanor? Because I'll save the person money. Like if the person doesn't come soon, I'm going to have to burn the chametz, get rid of the chametz. So rather than ruining the chametz for him, let me sell it to somebody. I'll sell it to a guy and I'll get money for him. Even though the person didn't give me a right to sell it. But that's the halacha. I have it because and I'm watching somebody else's bag full of chametz. What's better for me to do? Should I hold on to it and hope maybe you'll come? And if he doesn't come, I'll burn it the last second. Or do I have a right better to sell it now? Let me sell it and get money for him. That was the ma'aseh. So he said, "Shari Shurn, the first day, the first hour of Pesach, Amalei told him, Himtim. Wait, maybe the owner will come to you. Yes, he'll eat the chametz. Let him take care of it." Shania, it came the second hour of the day on Erev Pesach. Amalei, he answered him back again, Himtim. Wait, don't do anything. Don't sell it yet. Shlishis, it came the third hour of the day, Erev Pesach. Amalei, Himtim. Still wait. Don't do anything yet. Revius, it came the fourth hour of the day. Amalei, Himtim. Again, he said, wait. Maybe the owner will come. Don't do anything to his chametz. Chamishis, it came the fifth hour of the day. Amalei, he told him, say, umoichre b'shuk. You should know right now, go out to sell it b'shuk and get money to it. So it's better to get money for the Bailim, he won't lose everything, than rather waiting and then he'll have to burn his chametz. So that's what he answered. So he said, when can you sell it? The fifth hour, he said. Rashi Yomaloi Tseyim Archim Meshuk, B'yoyitshu Mutter Banor. This fifth hour, it's Mutter Banor. So the more my lav l'nochrim, Luchuri told him, who can you sell it to? It's the fifth hour now, Erev Pesach. So the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, it's the Machlekes now Mishnah, Rav Meir says, even a Yisrael is allowed to eat it. It's only Asa Bachilu the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the fifth hour is Asa for Yisrael to eat it. It's only Mutter to sell to a Goy. So my life here at Smash, we told him to sell to a Goy. So if you have to sell to a Goy, it's a Raya, that to a Yisrael, it's Asa to eat. Even though you are allowed to sell it to a Goy. It's a Churuk Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Raya like Rabbi Yehuda. That the fifth hour Erev Pesach, the way we hold, it's Mutter Bahanor. You're allowed to sell your chametz to a Goy still, even though you're not allowed to eat it. So this should also be a right that Rabbi Paskin here, like Rabbi Yehuda. My name, Amar Rabbi Yosef Loyli Yisrael. I'll tell you now, maybe even told them the fifth hour, you could go to the shuk now and sell it to the marketplace, even to a Yisrael. Why? Rabbi Meir. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Meir. That what, at the fifth hour, it's Mutter Bachil, even to Yisrael. Omalei Abayas, Abayas said, that can't be. Eli Yisrael, if he meant to say the fifth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, sell to Yisrael, is the chula nishkler l'nafshayim. Why do I have to sell to somebody else? Like, why can't me myself take it? Here was the mice was, I was holding somebody else's pikadin. I'm holding somebody else's bag of chametz. So comes the fifth hour now, he's saying, now, look, where is he supposed to sell it? So why do I have to sell to somebody else? Why can't me myself, he himself, should have taken it and eat it up himself, save himself the bother of going to the shuk and sell it, and he will pay to buy the money. So Bishlem, if you say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the fifth hour, it's also to Yisrael to eat it. So therefore, who can you sell it to? Only to a guy. It's good why he had to go out and sell it. But if you tell him now, according to Rabbi Meir, that the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat it, even Yisrael, why didn't he himself eat it? And the Gemara, that's not shver. Mishum chashod. There's a shayla, there's a locha, mishum chashad, we shouldn't accuse you, people shouldn't think you're being over this together. Therefore, you yourself, you're not allowed to buy it. Because we'll be choshed, you people accuse you think you're taking it too cheap of a price. You're not paying the right price for it. Therefore, since you were holding this pekodin until now, you're not allowed to take it for yourself and pay the bailam money. It looks like you're stealing from the bailam. The Tanya would learn like this. Kaboy tzedakah. Somebody that goes around collecting money to give out to the aniyim. He collects tzedakah. Shein lam aniyim. Lachalik. Then when he goes to give out the money, there's no more aniyim in the city. No, they can't find aniyim around. So lachar is, he collected pruta shel nechoshes. Of copper coins. Now copper coins don't stay too long. They get ruined. So he wants to change them over into silver coins. The locher is per tom le'acherim. When he changes them over from copper coins into a silver coin, he has to go to somebody else. Ask somebody else. Here, I'm giving you $10 worth of copper. Give me $10 back worth of silver. He has to go to somebody else to do it. Of the yang personally atzmoi. Even though he himself has $10 worth of silver coins, he can't change it over himself. Why not? There's a chshad, because if you change over the money yourself, people think you're stealing from Sukkim. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it fair. Who are din gaboy tamchui? Gaboy means the gaboy, the one that goes around collecting to collect the food. The Tamchui Rasha, that was a dish of food. They used to give out the food to the Aniyim. Shein Lem Aniyim, they collected the food, and he didn't find any Aniyim Lechal to give it out to. It is Alacha Moichim Lecherim. So the food, you can't stop hold on to the food, it'll get ruined, it'll get rotten, you'll lose the money. So the answer is, go and sell this food to somebody. The Alacha is, you have to sell it to somebody else. V'ein Moichim Liatzman. You can't sell it to yourself. In other words, sell this food and get the money, and the money you keep for next week when you see the Aniyim, you go and buy new food, and you give the Aniyim this food. But you yourself, you can't do it. Why not? Mishum Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yisem Nikiyim Hashem Umi Yisrael. You have to be Nokia, you have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. So that means that no Yid should have a chash to think you're doing something wrong. So even though here HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're not doing anything wrong, that's not enough though. You have to do things, you're not allowed to do something that somebody may think that you stole from it. Then also you shouldn't do it. People will think that maybe you did it too cheap. That's the lacha, you have to be nafka, you have to make yourself clean, even in the eyes of other people. Even though really you're not doing anything wrong, just they think you're doing something wrong, still there's an inyan to be nafka, be clean from anybody's thought. So therefore these cases, so the gates was also, where somebody gave you a pikadon, gave you this bag of chametz, hold on to it. So now we're saying it comes the fifth hour. Maybe really you're allowed to sell it to a Yisrael. So why to Yisrael? Why can't you take it for yourself? The Torah says, since you're holding it, we're afraid if you'll take it and value it, you'll value it too cheap, and you won't pay the owner enough money, so we're afraid they'll be like Gezel. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it, you have to sell it to somebody else. But this will not be a riot, though, that he passes like Rav Yehuda. It's possible, maybe he passes like Rav Meir. Omale Ravado Barmasno, with Rav Yosef. No, the Feirish or Martalon. The Feirish, you, Rav Yosef, told us that Pshan this Meis was, he answered him, Tzei Yomoichom Lenochrim to Rav Yehuda. He answered that clearly. Wait until the fifth hour. That's the last time, the last hour that chometz is to mutav anon, and then go out and sell it. To who? Dafka to a guy. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, chometz is also bachila. So you can't sell it to a Yisrael, it's also bachila. Therefore, the answer is, you dafka to sell it to a guy. So it's another raya, you'll be passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Kaman oz lo hoshmai to the Rebbe. Who does this halacha like Rebbe go like? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Chor, that's that Rebbe told that this person that's holding the Pekodin, that you should sell it, that don't wait till the time to burn the Chometz. But rather, if you're holding somebody else's Pekodin, somebody else's Dega Chometz, go and sell it for him, that you'll save him some money. It's better to do that than to have to burn it. Who do you go like? You go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara about Metziah. Hamaf get Peres Etzachaveroi. If somebody gives his friend Paris fruits to watch, I give you Pekodin. Here, watch my fruits. Even if the Bailam doesn't come back and is very hot, a long time, and the fruits of Mama is getting ruined, they're getting avud, they're getting ruined, they're getting spoiled, it's still the lochris la'yigo behen. You have no right to touch them, you're not allowed to eat them now and say, I'll pay you the money, or you can't sell them. No. The Bailam gave it to you to hold, you have to hold on to it. His money is getting ruined, so what? It's his, he's losing himself. You have a right to go and sell it now in Bezdin. Because if I catch, you're returning something to the Bailam. Like this, his fruits are going to get spoiled, not worth a penny. If you take and sell it to somebody, get $10 for it, so you'll be able to give $10 back to the Bailam, that's what the Bailam also wants. That's what Rishim Gamliel holds. Here also, that's what Rebbe told this Yisrael. You're holding somebody's chametz. The last minute, don't keep on holding to it. You'll just have to burn it the next hour. You're better off taking selling it now. So that only goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and not according to Tana Kama. Omalei Abai, Abai says no. V'lav itmer lo, didn't we learn of this machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tana Kama, that Omer Rav Abai Rachon, Omer Rav Yechanan, Loi Shonu, where is the machlokes if you're allowed to sell somebody's pekodin or not? When it's getting ruined, it's a machlokes elo, v'ichtei chesreinim. There's a certain amount that normally the